the Cathedral of St. Wojciech the Martyr Bishop. As everywhere in Masuria, Protestant religion was introduced in Elk at Albrecht Hohenzollern's wish. The Catholic Church became Protestant, and Elk lost its Catholic temple. Catholic religion did not regain its position until the 19th century. It was due to immigration connected with the development of the town. Until 1853, Elk's Catholic community was under care of the priest from Święta Lipka, Heilige Linde. Father Michał Trzaskowski did missionary work here. Thanks to Bishop Ambroży Geritz, St. Wojciech Association was established in Warmia in 1851 to support Catholics dispersed in diaspora. Next year, the association helped establish a pastoral point. It was thanks to Ludwik Jeske, Józef Piekarski and Wawrzyniec Niebrzydowski. First services were held in Piekarski's house. In 1853, Elk's Catholics, assisted by St. Wojciech Association, bought a farm and a piece of land next to Shepherd's Place, where once the cattle was gathered before it was taken to pasture. The house, transformed into a chapel, was consecrated in the name of St. Wojciech. A Catholic cemetery was set up nearby. The chapel has vanished, but the remains of the cemetery survived at Piękna Street. The pastoral point developed quickly as more and more Catholic clerks, merchants, and craftsmen settled in Elk. There was also a big group of Polish seasonal workers, especially during the summer and autumn works in the fields. The missionary vicar was Jan Lankau, to whom the parish owes its existence. Soon the chapel turned out to be too small. In 1893, the Catholics got a parcel at Yorkstrasse, Kościuszki Street today, next to the river, where they built a church. The Catholic parish was founded in 1871, and the church was built between 1893 and 1895 and consecrated in October 1903. The church represents Neo-Gothic style. The main body of it has three aisles and four axes. A square three-story tower tops the vestibule. The chancel is surrounded by two sacristies. On the first floor, the portal has a pointed arch. The steeple is cone-roofed with a cross on the top. Inside, there are three altars, with the main one with the statue of crucified Christ. Karl Fox was an exceptional vicar of St. Wojciech Church between 1919 and 1945. After the Second World War, he stayed in the town and took pastoral care of his old followers and the newcomers as well. In the inhumane and anti-Christian times, he stayed a human and a Christian.